Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and we're specifically talking about the Giornate degli Autori section with director James Lester, who is here presenting his film, Getting Naked, A Burlesque Story. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.
So the first question is kind of the formality, the obligatory question. Would you like to introduce your film to our listeners and tell us as much as you'd like about it?
Sure. The film is a documentary, a verite documentary that I worked on for about 5 years. It follows several burlesque performers in the neo-burlesque scene in New York City, which is basically the current day burlesque movement, which is a revival movement of burlesque that started out small in the 90s and then became huge, and now it's all over the place. And so I follow three groups of prominent New York performers, and we get to see them over the course of their lives over 5 years and how they've evolved as artists and women and striptease performers.
Very good. Now, how would you describe burlesque dancing?
That is a very good question, and it's one that I sought out in making the movie, because every person you ask, especially performers, every performer you ask what is burlesque, they have a different answer. The best definition that I got from one of the great performers named Julie Atlas Muse was that burlesque is a short dance that either begins or ends naked. And it's a short dance to music that either begins or ends naked. So anything in between that time that they come out on stage, whether they start with clothes and end naked or start naked and end with clothes, anything can happen.
And why were you interested in it?
That's a really good question. I've asked myself that several times. When I first started it, I was doing a series of little scripted short films. And in those films, we had burlesque performances. So I got interested in it because there was a scene and I was making these little movies that had it. But really, the deeper part of it was where I grew up. And my father is a jazz musician. Nice. And so he performed at night and in clubs, and my mother was a painter, and there were always naked people in our house, you know, which that she was painting. And so I think a lot of that was where the roots of this came from. But quite honestly, when I started, I thought it was this fun, sexy thing that would be fun to look at. And as I continued making the film, I saw that there was a lot of, it was much deeper than just the visuals.
Right. And your introduction to the film, you mentioned the word verite. Now, mm-hmm. What does that mean?
That's a very good question. So verite, as opposed to just kind of sit-down interviews, verite would be to film real life. And so there are a lot of, actually, films about burlesque over the years, and many of them focus on kind of the historical aspect, mm-hmm. that would be sitting down with performers and experts and historians and asking them questions. And that's all amazing, and some of these films are great. But I wanted to do something different, which was to just follow the lives of these performers so that you can see them without the makeup. You can see them at home. You can see them with their loved ones, with their spouses, their husbands, wives, their partners, and really realize how connected we are as viewers to these women, because they're just normal women who happen to do kind of a not normal thing, which is get naked on stage every night.
Right. And in this type of documentaries, you need the right people. So how did you find the ones that eventually made it into the movie?
That's a great question, Matt. Really great question. So the casting of it really was organic. I would go to a lot of shows, and I would see performers that I liked, or I would see performers online that I liked, and I would ask them, can I film you? And over time, basically figured out who were the strongest performers and who were the strongest people on camera. Mm. And it just came down to these several people that I have. Also, I wanted to include people who had been doing this for a long time, so at least have one or two that were from, you know, the original neo-burlesque scene, and then some who were younger, you know, yeah. So that we got a range.
Right. And Another thing that I wanted to ask you is, I mean, you mentioned that you shot this film over a period of 5 years, was it?
Approximately.
So in the end, you must have ended up with a lot of footage. Now, how do you decide on what to keep in the final product?
Well,
the final film, I should say. Product is a terrible word.
No, that's okay. That's okay. It's a product and a film. That is also a great question, and one that is really based on a lot of work in the edit room and then a lot of test screenings. Uh-huh. So we did a lot of test screenings with different audiences to get a sense of what was working and what wasn't working. And that really helped us. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I had hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage, maybe thousands. I don't even know at this point. And it actually makes me sad to think about it, because there was so much good stuff that didn't make it into the
sure.
movie. But a good movie has to be, you know, tight.
Well, given the fact that you also mentioned that part of the reason why you were interested in this topic is because of the jazz history. Mm-hmm. Was there any sort of musical influence especially when you were putting it all together in post?
That's another great question. So I brought on a composer named Giancarlo Vulcano, who has become a great partner, artistic partner. He's also in New York, and he is a musician who plays all kinds of music but is jazz based. And he's a great composer for television and film, and the score that he ended up creating for this really feels like an old movie. You know, okay. It feels like you unearthed a movie from the 1940s or something. And so it has those influences in it, you know, as well as movie score, a little classical, but really that, like what you're asking, that jazz influence, I think, sort of seeped in. It's not exact, but it's there.
Well, yeah, because burlesque, its style and its atmosphere reminds me also, it's very tied to cinema, because it reminds me of the very early Blue movies. You know, I don't know if you've seen them, maybe you watched them as part of your research, but it would just be these performers in front of a camera, you know, taking off some of their clothes, maybe not all of their clothes, or, you know, starting off naked and putting on their clothes. It's very fascinating footage, so it's great to see a film like this that's set in today's day in the cinema, of course. But final question, when you work, and this is more general, because I'm also interested in the art of filmmaking as well as whatever films people are presenting. So I'm curious to know, when you work on a film like this, are you also working on other things at the same time, another project at the same time?
That's a really good question. So as a filmmaker, I work all the time. I work in New York as an editor, as a producer, and as a director. And there is, you know, the reality of making an independent film that has a fairly low budget is you do a lot of stop and start. Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons why it took me so long to make this movie was because of finance. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I'm actually, there were times, you can ask my wife, it's a crazy place we live where I'm working 20 hours a day, where I'm working cutting another film or a television series and making this film and doing a lot of things at once. And it is a real, real challenge, but it actually ended up working out the best for me, because if I hadn't worked on this movie for 5 years, I wouldn't have seen these people's lives change over 5 years. If I had only worked on it for 6 months, for a year, I think it would have been a lesser product.
In other words, it takes time to get a good thing out there.
I think it takes time to get a good Verite documentary.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much, Matt.
And I wish you all the best. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.